It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland, and I'm joined by Molly Fleming. She's a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you for talking with us.
Hey, you're welcome.
I want to talk about rural broadband access today, starting with a story that your colleague Sarah Terry Kobo wrote about recently. There are four rural libraries that are loaning out Wi-Fi hotspots for 1 or 2 weeks at a time. And this may seem like a relatively small thing, but there are really long wait lists for this equipment. And a researcher at Oklahoma State University says access to high-speed internet service at home increases economic activity. What else did this researcher find?
Yes, the researcher's name is Brian Whitaker, and he works at, Oklahoma State University. His research shows that when people have fast broadband internet connection at home, they look up jobs and they try to apply to jobs and just feel a little more connected to the rest of the world where, economic activity was likely happening. He built his research project on what had been done in rural Kansas and in rural Maine, and he negotiated a low cost with Sprint to provide wireless internet connections over the company's cellular network, and they're about $10 per month for the device. He said it does have a meaningful impact on income growth and the availability of jobs in rural areas.
Now, one of the participating communities is Seminole, and another is Elgin in Comanche County in southwest Oklahoma. And the librarian there says the project's popular. What makes the project so popular there?
There are only two internet providers in the area, and the speeds are slow, and I think they're pretty expensive as well. And so Sarah spoke with a librarian in Elgin, named Leslie Durham, and she said people who come in to use the internet-connected computers are using it to search for and apply for jobs. So when they take the wireless hotspots home, they likely do the same thing. And Whitaker joked during his presentation that, sure, they are watching Netflix, but they really are trying to, get connected to the rest of economic activity in the country and in the state.
Getting broadband out to some of these sparsely populated areas like out in western Oklahoma it's an expensive endeavor. I mean, it can cost up to $15,000 to lay a mile of new fiber optic cables. So state and federal funds help offset some of the cost. And so are tribal governments. There was a story in the Journal Record last year about the Choctaw Nation and that it's participating in a program called Connect Home, which is a federal program. This is one run through the Housing and Urban Development. How does this work?
So Catherine Sweeney wrote about this in our 2017 Tribal Economic Impact Edition, and she spoke with Choctaw Nation's Housing Director Scott Grossfield, and she reported that the Connect Home program subsidizes internet service as well as the hardware such as routers and widespread hotspot devices, so it makes them a little cheaper for people. And it's too difficult to get typical infrastructure such as fiber optic to serve the customers in that part of the state, like we talked about earlier, where it's $15,000 to lay out a mile of new fiber optic cable, and not only is that expensive, but, in urban areas, you have a lot of people within that 1 mile. But in rural areas, you might have one family. You might have one farm.
So how are people in the Choctaw Nation using that Connect Home program?
They're using it for more than Facebook, actually. Elders are using it to order prescriptions online, which then get shipped to them so they don't have to go to nearby town to pick them up. Younger people are using it just to do their homework, get resume help, or even look for jobs and attend school.
What other tribes are considering similar projects to this?
Well, with 39 federally recognized tribes in the state, I'm certain other nations have provided a similar service. But last week, when I was at Oklahoma State University, I heard Muscogee Creek Nation Principal Chief James Floyd speak, and he said the tribe is doing an economic analysis now to see how much it would cost to work with East Central Oklahoma Electric Co-op to install fiber optic lines and connect their citizens. This would also help the tribe expand into telemedicine, where their citizens could get medical help without having to go into a medical center, or they could go to a medical center and speak, online to a professional that may not be working in the Muscogee Creek Nation area.
Molly Fleming is a reporter with the Journal Record newspaper. Molly, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media or on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.